he's just been, you know, really good in the meetings, really upbeat, really positive. You know, I think everybody is impressed with how smart he is, you know, and also how receptive he is to our input, too. You know, I think he understands we've done some things pretty well around here and wants to, you know, take that into account, but also, you know, find areas where we can improve. And it's really been fun working with him through OTAs, and, you know, I'm sure everybody will even get to know him better throughout training camp.
Good. Matt, your impressions just overall about day one?
Good start. Day one was a good start for us. You know, I thought defense was flying around, doing some good things. Offensively, I thought, you know, you knock some of the rest off. You've been off for a couple of weeks, knock some of that rest off. But once we started to get going, you know, I thought we executed pretty well. But it's just a start, and we got to, you know, build on this tomorrow and have that approach that day in and day out we need to get better.
You guys obviously have lofty goals. Is there any way to sense this early, you know, whether you have something special in the boat?
I always think we do. You know, I think we've got the right chemistry of guys, the right core group of guys, and guys that understand how to approach practice and meetings every day. And I think that's probably the thing we need to concern ourselves with right now. It's, you know, how can we lock in every time we go into the meetings? How can we come out and be productive and get better every day on the practice field? I think if we can be better at that this year, that'll pay dividends for us.
In August aren't a preseason games. Would you think maybe headsets on a little bit more to get on the same page with Dirk to find out what he's thinking down distance situations?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to get a feel for his type of play calling. You know, and we've done that a little bit before, you know, watching some of what Jacksonville did and just talking about, you know, why both of us call certain things in certain situations. And, you know, I think that's helped us. And definitely the preseason is going to help us a bunch.
One more year with Tony Gonzalez. I believe Roddy may be 30 years old now. Do you get the sense this is the time to get it done?
I think Tony's got about 5 more in him, and Roddy's got at least 10. So, no, you know, I think you always have to have that approach. In the NFL, it's hard. It's a difficult league, and you have to have the approach that now is the time. And I think if you come in any different way, you're not giving yourself a chance.
Tried and true formula for kind of how quarterbacks go in preseason. Any reason to believe maybe you get a few more snaps? First team stays out a little bit more.
You got to ask Mike. You got to ask Smitty. You know, those decisions are above my pay grade. I think Smitty does a great job and has in the past, and he's got a good pulse on our guys and what it takes to get ready. So he'll do what he needs us to do, and we'll just follow suit and handle it the way we need to.
Matt, you've always been known for the time you put in here in the offseason, but you said you wanted to kick it up a notch this offseason. Why did you feel that need, and what did you do to try to put in even more emphasis?
Well, I think the biggest thing is when you look at, you know, the past season and leading up to this point in your career, you know, I certainly haven't been where I need to be and haven't been as good as I think I can be. And I don't know any other way to improve but to work harder and to try and find ways to get better. And, you know, that's something that I think all of us have done. You know, everybody's taken a good hard look at themselves and try to find ways to improve. And that's, you know, my sole intention for it.
Is there a real difference between working hard and working smart now?
Absolutely. You know, you learn from guys like Tony. You learn from guys like John Abraham and Todd McClure, guys that have been around for a long time and been highly successful for a long time. You have to take care of yourself, and you have to know when to push yourself. There are times where you need to. You gotta go out there and you gotta push yourself. But there are also times where you need to take care of your body. And I think the biggest thing I learned from those guys is the amount of effort it takes after you get off the practice field to get yourself prepared to practice the next day and play the next day. And I've taken that to heart in trying to improve in those areas.